on in the Caribbean, sailing with his children. And by the time he got back, the Strangest Secret, which he only made 40 of for his sales team, went viral. Hundreds of thousands of them sold. And how do they buy them back then? They called into a radio station and asked the radio station to get a copy from the insurance company that he made it for. So by the time he came back from his two-month trip with his kids, he had become a millionaire by the age of 35, like he had written down.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome to Funnel Hacker TV, everybody. We're so excited to be able to have you guys here. This is a really cool episode. So I don't know if you guys knew this, but Russell snuck away this last 24-hour, last weekend. And because we're talking about the webinar, we're so excited about the AI funnel builder that's been released. We did not talk about where Russell went. So we need to talk about where Russell went, what he saw. And we have a special guest in order to show us all that. So we're going to go on location with him, talk about all the things. Plus, we're also going to give you a little bit of funnel FOMO. Make sure that you guys know all the details that are going on there. Man, if we have some time, then we'll talk about some hacker heroes and share some stuff. But at the same time, if you want to be highlighted, let us know in the comments. We're going to get started. Let's roll the intro and we'll introduce our special guest.
We are part of an underground group of entrepreneurs that you've probably never even heard of before. We are funnel hackers, and these are our stories.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Funnel Hacker TV. I'm Susan Leonardson. This is Ben Moot. And okay, before we bring on our special guest, which is going to be so awesome, you're going to want to be here for this. We got to just do some quick reminders. Funnel FOMO. When was that? Tuesday?
It was Tuesday. It doesn't feel like it was Tuesday.
It was just Tuesday where this new sales funnel launch pad dropped. If you haven't heard about this or you haven't gone and signed up for it, this is your reminder to go do it. It's totally free. It is the new webinar builder using AI. It is awesome. You just have to sign up for free. It gets you in there where you get to, if you go to the next, yeah, perfect. Where you get to give it a little bit of information. You tell it your style, you tell it some of your brand colors, you tell it your even voice of tone, and then it builds you a webinar funnel that you get to import straight into your ClickFunnels account, and you're off to the races. It comes with a bunch of training on how to take it to the next level if you need to. Also, you get, I think you get Russell's perfect webinar training for free, which is like I think it's like $1,000 value or something like that. But you get that for free. So if you are ready to go build a webinar and a webinar funnel, this is where you need to be going. So I believe the link for that is salesfunnelslaunchpad.com. Is that correct, Ben?
Yep. Yeah, we can do that. The link is also down inside of Facebook and on YouTube. So you guys can click on that, be able to jump in.
Awesome. Okay. So that's happening. Don't miss out on that. Even if you want to go play with it, it's totally free. You've got nothing to lose. Just go check it out. And then if you're, of course, an affiliate, go and you have the ability to start sharing this with your people as an affiliate too, which we highly recommend. And help them get off to the races too with their webinar funnels. Anything else you want to add to that?
No, nothing there. One other thing that I want to make sure that if you haven't plugged that in, plug it in. Other things that are happening. Russell just launched on Friday, he launched a podcast episode about how he's doing shorts and reels and TikTok. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, like this goes into great detail. It's like 21 minutes long. And then he actually, like, if you look at his social, you'll see some things happening. Like there's series that are launching now, and there's processes and different things. So if you like episode one of this, episode two of this, and you know, we got things that are being repeated. There's new things that are happening on the social. If you want to understand what his strategy is, I think this is the first time he's actually just shared, this is what I'm doing in my social strategy. He kind of teased that it was important, but he's sharing that. We're going to talk about this here in just a minute, but also you can see like him visiting Dan Kennedy and stuff like that. And then one other thing that's FOMO that you may have missed, Todd was just featured by Tech Bullion. So if you guys have not checked it out, go and check it out. One-stop shop, online sales and marketing platform, interview with Todd Dickerson, co-founder and chief product officer of ClickFunnels. So go and check this out. This is an awesome, awesome interview. Just Google it if you would, because that, you know, it wouldn't help SEO whatsoever. So Google Todd Dickerson and Tech Bullion, B-U-L-L-I-O-N, and you guys can go ahead and read this. This is a wonderful article. So went really, really well. It's cool. That's all the FOMO that you may have missed, except for what happened this weekend. And we should talk about this one.
Yeah. Okay. So we have to bring on our guest in order to talk about where Russell went this past weekend and why. And we've got footage. Okay. So Ben, go ahead and bring on our guest.
Yeah. We weren't there. So we had to get a funnel hacker who was there in order to be able to do it. So funnel hacker on location wasn't us, but it was our good friend, Justin Benton. Justin, congratulations, brother. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so excited to have you, dude.
What's going on, everybody? I'm on Funnel Hacker TV. I feel like I should be like on, you know, behind a camera with a microphone there on the scene, you know, like they do. So anyways, it was so cool. And thanks for having me again, guys. And let's get into the Chicago Secret of Success JV Affiliate Mastermind.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it was so cool. Okay, so what do people have to do in order to be invited on to actually come and experience this? And Tim, let's go ahead and play that B-roll footage as it's going.
So the thing that you had to do was you had to be there when we had an affiliate contest, which was the launch of Secrets of Success. Mm-hmm. And we did an April the 19th for about 2 or 3 weeks, top sales. And so we had some people that had been in the game forever. Doug Boughton actually won the whole contest. And so he got a separate prize worth about $250,000 with a private plane and a Bibliomania documentary that we're filming. I believe that's part three. And, you know, one of the coolest things for like Doug was like, you got to like sit down and have pizza with Russell. We had pizza like 1 a.m, just like the four of us sitting there hanging out with, you know, truly just chilling and having a good time. But yeah, so you had to be in the top 10 to get the invite to come to this secret location. There it is there. You can see all the storage and this huge warehouse out there in Chicago. There it is as well. It was a little chilly, I'm not going to lie there, but we did luck out with the weather. And so everyone who was in the top 10 got the invite. Only Doug, because he was the number one, got a chance to come visit these archives of the Nightingale Conant Library. And that's Earl Nightingale right there.
That is crazy. Now, like we were watching the B-roll footage and you were like ready to walk us through all the different pieces. Before we do that, like, are there going to be JV opportunities in the future with like things like this as a potentiality that you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, we announced at the mastermind, which I have to hold my tongue just a little bit, is that there is going to be one. We already have it planned out. And we are having a Think and Grow Rich challenge, which I'm sure I'll be back on here talking about, and it's going to be all over the internet. Everyone's going to know about it. So that is going to be announced and the dates with that. And there will be an associated contest is the plan with the Think and Grow Rich challenge. So if you want to go with us on the next Bibliomania journey and behind the scenes and see all these incredible works that are been hidden from us, these lost secrets, be sure to stay tuned for the Think and Grow Rich challenge, which we'll be talking about in an episode real soon.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Really quick. Thank you. So
if you go to
Russell's Instagram, you guys can actually see this in like the full view. This is just like us kind of zooming in. But as this is rolling through, do you want to give us some of the details of what it is that you guys got to do there?
So that's unpublished. You know, he was at the pioneers. This is in the 1950s where people started to actually have video cameras and do, you know, coaching and lessons. And that's the strangest secret. The original press, there was like 1,000 that were ever made. That's like the more of all this footage of Napoleon, of Earl Nightingale. There's the guys there. Vic is right there to the left of Russell. There's just boxes and boxes of, and so Earl Nightingale Conant Corporation, after they went huge with The Strangest Secret, that gold record was the first ever million copies sold of the spoken word. There's the swipe files of every single author, like, Zig Ziglar and Tony Robbins. That's all of their mail pieces that they did. There's David Wildason, who's a great guy who helped us, along with, set up a lot of these meetings, explaining what some of this stuff is worth. And he might even know more than Nightingale Conant does about some of the value and some of the things that they have. So, yeah, I could go on and on. And just as soon as things pop up, you can see the records over here. Yeah, it's priceless stuff.
And Russell must have been just like in heaven in there.
Look at him. Look at that smile. And so, yeah, it looks like we're looping back through. But so we went there. Doug came with us. Russell literally just came from Dan Kennedy's basement and hopped on a plane with the camera crew. We picked him up at the airport at like 8 o'clock at night. We drive over to this warehouse, you know, at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, you know, in Chicago. And you know, we're there till like, I don't know, 1 or 2 in the morning, you know, going through all this stuff. And then they let us take all of this stuff that you're seeing right now. Like, that's the sailboat, like a copy of the one that he was on when he was gone for 2 months, and the strangest secret blew up and became he wanted to become a millionaire before he was 35. And he went on this boat trip with his kids. And back then there's no cell phones or, you know, and he just was gone in the Caribbean sailing with his children. And by the time he got back, the strangest secret, which he only made 40 of for his sales team, went viral. Hundreds of thousands of them sold. And how do they buy them back then? They called into a radio station and asked the radio station to get a copy from the insurance company that he made it for. So by the time he came back from his 2-month trip with his kids, he had become a millionaire by the age of 35, like he had written down. And that was what launched Nightingale Conant. That's what launched Earl Nightingale. Vic Conant, like I said, that is the son of Lloyd Conant, who was the partner with Earl Nightingale. He was the direct marketer. He was the entrepreneur. And so when Vic was telling stories about his father, Lloyd Conant, you know, Russell's just sitting there and his eyes are lighting up. And we had, you know, all those swipe files of every direct mail piece for the 50 years. Like, so think of Nightingale Conant, if you've never heard of them before. They're the ones who are Audible before Audible. So they were the ones that mastered. If you had an audiobook, you went to Nightingale Conant. They were the producers. So that's when we're talking Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, you name the list. So from about the 1950s to about the year 2000, right when, you know, the whole world shifted and the internet and online and Audible came around, they were the only ones. And they have this incredible library of authors. So, yeah, just amazing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, how awesome. We've got like Kim in the comments, like what an incredible story. Looks amazing. Okay, so Justin, you were about to say something and maybe you didn't, I missed it, finishing the thought, but you were saying that you got to take some stuff. Yeah. Did you like get to go put it like on display somewhere? Like what was the final thought on that?
So we basically took everything we can get our hands on. In fact, I was like, all right, Russell, it's 1 a.m, it's time to go. I go, what do you want? He goes, that file cabinet with all the swipe files. And I want over here, they had unpublished manuscripts of everything Earl had ever said. Cause back in the radio days, they just wrote it down on a typewriter and it was all sitting in a file cabinet. So I was like, who's got a dolly? Let's go get it. So we only had a big Denali that Jenny Sage was driving. So we couldn't fit everything that we wanted, but we fit, you know, the gold record and the sailboat and Direct Line, which had handwritten notes from Bob Proctor, because he actually helped put it together. And it was just amazing, amazing stuff. The original Strangest Secret, one of the first presses and things like that. So we put so much into the car that, like, so, you know, for those of us that went with Jenny to go get Russell from the airport, including the camera guys and Doug, none of us made the trip back in the Denali. We all had to Uber home because we filled up this full-size XL Denali with everything we could possibly cram into it and took it to our mastermind location in downtown Chicago and displayed everything there and let everyone walk through it. And we gave away a bunch of really cool stuff to the guys that won. We had a bunch of goodie bags with tons of like records and books and one-of-ones and just amazing things. Even our new upsell on our funnel for Secrets of Success was in there as well. So it's, it was so amazing. Just so amazing.
Wow. Okay. So Kevin Kavanaugh's like, I remember getting that like on cassette, like Strangest Secret. So a couple of notes really quick, guys. If you want to know kind of where we're going, watch what Russell is doing. Be on top of this. Be inside of Secrets of Success. Like, he's sharing some of the best pieces here. The preparation for the Think and Grow Rich Challenge is like in process. Justin mentioned it. And so now we're actually taking that and like running with some ideas. It's going to be really, really cool. If you guys want to be on the bleeding edge, Secrets of Success is the place to be. Follow Russell on his socials. Make sure that you guys are getting all the goods there. Is there anything that we missed that we want to tease for anybody, Justin? Because holy cow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we want to tease some people, I know the three of us have all seen the Bibliomania documentary that's about to come out. So we can only tease and talk about it. But like, for those of you that saw the original Bibliomania documentary, that was the one that's on the the page for Secrets of Success /bibliomania. You can go check it out there. But Russell and Dan Usher and the team have put together, I mean, everywhere Russell goes, he's got a camera crew, right? And someone's paying attention. And I saw the raw footage this morning, and it's just like unbelievable, like all of the little things and the pieces that he has. We have a story to tell. And so it's coming out. Like I said, the next big thing is Think and Grow Rich challenge. And that Bibliomania documentary, it's going to come out any minute. Make sure you check it out. I literally told Russell and Dan, I said, we have to submit this to Sundance. We have to submit this, you know, to the places, Cannes. Yeah. And even if we just get accepted and go for a cool trip and get a bunch of more content on a red carpet, things like that. And who knows, maybe we win. Maybe we go to the Oscars. Who knows? But it's so, so, so good. And it's so compelling. And that's going to be part two that's coming out. The other thing that we didn't talk about was when we saw some of that live footage, the videos from Earl Nightingale, mm-hmm. you know, Russell's mind just immediately sparked, and he put on a presentation he put on two presentations at the Mastermind. And the second presentation was, you know, talking about curated, you know, content and doing those you know, things like he just did with Two Comic Club Live for the Lynchpin. And like, you could see, like, literally that night we got an email from Nightingale Conant, and they were like, oh, they were blown away. They were like, oh my gosh, we never knew you could do something like that. And we'll also be doing something similar to that for the Think and Grow Rich Challenge. Obviously Russell's all in, and just keep, you know, some people say, do what Russell says. I say, do what Russell does. So keep watching, keep paying attention, keep implementing. And like I said, keep showing up to Funnel Hacker TV and share this out. My Lord, give it to everybody. Share it on your Facebook feeds. Everyone should be hearing about these secrets. So just like I said, such an honor to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. I mean, it's so awesome. And we appreciate you coming on and sharing these experiences. It's really cool to be able, I mean, I think a lot of us kind of are living vicariously through you and the others that get to go on these trips. And it is really incredible that there is, you know, that Russell is someone who has the camera following him around, and we get to see behind the scenes and just kind of go on this journey with everybody. And it is an honor to have you on here with us and show us behind the scenes and give us some insight.
Yep. And anything I can do to help, you guys always know, you guys call me, I'll be there. I'm sure I'll be back talking about the Think and Grow Rich Challenge and so many more exciting things that are coming right around the corner.
Amazing.
Sweet. Thank you. Appreciate it, Justin.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being here.
You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Really quick, if we can go ahead and jump really quick into one last thing, which is the social. If we can go ahead and talk really quick about Hacker Heroes and just highlight some of you guys, because we appreciate you guys giving and doing all the things. Let's go ahead and pull up my screen really quick. And we've got a whole bunch of people. So we've got Anthony Raymond Koyova. Probably Koyova. So this is really cool. So I went through and found the ones that have been highlighted inside of the Marketing Secrets newsletter. If you guys are getting it, if you want to get it, go sign up for it. It is spectacular. How do you sort through all the muck of all the freebie seekers? We get about 1,000 people organically, and only 5-6% are actually converting. How does this actually work? 23 of you all commented on this. This is a great strategy, especially if you're thinking linchpin. This is a really good comment. So go and search up Anthony Raymond over in the search. A couple of other people. So this one is from Prithivraj. I apologize. I'm going to say that name wrong. As a service provider, what will you do when a prospect says, I'm just doing some due diligence, I'll get back to you in a couple of days? A lot of you had a lot of really good ideas on how to be able to take on that challenge and have that conversation. So really interesting. If you guys are in sales and you're like, what do I do? This is the places where you figure it out. Meg Davison also said, I'm looking for a platform to record my course on my Mac. What do I do? Like, what is the best option? You guys had a wonderful time providing a whole bunch of ideas. Ashley was talking to somebody about this. I'm like, yeah, go check this out. Looks like somebody has the exact same question that you do. So definitely come in and do that. And then really quick from an old friend, James Hurst, what words has AI copy ruined? You guys blew this up with 297 comments. And I just love this.
Unleash landscape,
elevate.
Realm is one for me.
Conglomerate. Ooh, interesting. Conclusion.
Let's embark on a journey together.
Unwavering support. Whimsical. Yeah, there's like, it's so funny to be able to see this and have people just like deluge all their ideas into here. So guys, thank you for coming in. Thank you for being a part of the community and for giving inside of the community. The community is a good place where we're all going to be able to surround each other and be able to grow. So thanks for watching Funnel Hacker TV. We will have more for you on Tuesday because things continue to happen. Russell's messaging like, I have a meeting with this and this is what I'm happening over for my birthday. And there's all sorts of stuff happening on Funnel Hacker TV. If you guys are not getting notifications every time we go live, text FHTV to 208-231-3797. Susan's got the magic numbers right below her. Go and check that out. And we will see you guys on Tuesday. See y'all.
My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm part of an underground group of entrepreneurs that you've probably never even heard of before. We don't rely on cash from venture capitalists to get started, and we don't even have goals to go public either. In fact, our motivation is the exact opposite. You see, we have products and services and things that we know change people's lives. But because we're fighting against the big brands, people with literally unlimited budgets, we have to do things differently. We have to do things smarter. We don't have financial safety nets because every test we take is with our own money. We have to be profitable from day number one. So how do we do that? How is that even possible? If you ask the MBAs or look in your college textbooks, they will tell you that what we are doing is impossible, yet it's happening every single day. And it's happening through an art and a science that we call funnel hacking. It's not really something that I can explain to you. It's something I have to show you. These stories are a glimpse of entrepreneurs just like you who have a dream and a vision who want to change the world in their own little way. I use the funnel hacking process to help make their dreams become a reality. Yes, we are funnel hackers, and these are our stories.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Tune into a major journey podcast today, where guests take listeners on journeys and immerse themselves in the roller coaster ride both in and out of the cannabis space that brought them to where they are today. Throughout our conversations, guests share valuable lessons that they've learned along the way that listeners can use to empower growth both in their personal and professional lives. Check out A Major Journey today on all major podcast platforms.